Hello, this is Music Time in Africa on the Voice of America. I'm Heather Maxwell, broadcasting from VOA Home Studios in Washington. It's great to be back with you again today. I've got an exciting show for you. Lots of new music, plus more guests join us this week. Bill Odidi from Kenya, Salim Salomon from the Voice of America, and Kwame Ofori, also of VOA, all join me to share new music, talk about it, and just have fun. Grace Gashui has a new song from Kenya. Veronica has a new song from Ethiopia. And guess what? Kwame and I are talking about Afro R&B and Amapiano, well, what I call Amapiano sans frontières. Oh, yeah. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. Starting out is an oldie, not too old, 1990s, Salif Keita and Rodney Hilton Smith, better known as Roots Manuva. So this is it. It's a song called C'est Bon, C'est Bon from his album Tale 2012. C'est Bon. All right, that was Salif Keita with C'est Bon, featuring Roots Manuva from 2012. Hello, everyone. It is so great to be back with you this weekend. I'm Heather. This is Music Time in Africa. Now to Nigeria. Here is Joe Boy's latest single, Alcohol.
to number ye to number what the number sell to number ye ya chenko no. Hello world, my name is Biala, the Lioness of Africa, and you are listening to Music Time in Africa with Heta Maxwell. Keep it locked. Rawr!
All right. Yes. Hey, guys, keep it locked because I have so much coming up this hour. The latest in Afro R&B, Amapiano. I'll explain that. Well, Amapiano, you know, but Amapiano Sans Frontières. I'll explain that soon. New music from Ethiopia, Senegal, and a classic Soukous right at half past the hour. And then guests, Bill Odidi, Salem Solomon join us remotely, and Kwame Ofori is here live. Yes, he will be hitting the mic in just a minute. So in the meantime, though, let's enjoy Ali Kiba's latest bongo flavor hit, Oya Oya.
Yes.
That was Ali Kiba from Tanzania with Oya Oya. Hello, everybody. I'm Heather Maxwell. This is Music Time in Africa. So, listen, Kwame Ofori is here with me, and he's with you, too. And we're going to be talking about Afro R&B today. And also later in the show, Amapiano Sans Frontières. Amapiano Sans Frontières. What I mean by that is Amapiano that is being created and mastered by Africans all over the continent, not just South Africans. But first, we are going to go to Kenya with some new music by June Gashui. Did you say hi yet, Kwame?
No.
Oh, man.
Hi, guys.
Sorry about that. I'm so excited for the show. So now we're going to go to an interview with June Gashui, and Bill Odidi, our favorite music journalist from Kenya, is reporting. And after that, we are going to catch back up, and we're going to talk about Afro R&B.
There you go.
So here's June and Bill.
Hi, my name is June Gashui. I am a singer-songwriter, performing artist, radio show host, TV show host.
Everybody hit the floor. We're starting something. We'll give you more.
Leave your troubles at the door. We're going nowhere. Get comfortable. This music's the light, piercing the dark, mending the pieces of your broken heart.
Everybody, Jun Gashui and Calligraph Jones. That's a track from the album 20 Years, which was released 5 years ago. Now, it's been 5 years since that album was released, and I'm delighted to have Jun on the other end of the phone line. Hey, Jun, great to have you back. Why is this new single so special to you?
Hey, Bill, thanks so much for reaching out. You asked, why is Crazy so special to me? First of all, it's the first single that I am releasing since my debut album 5 years ago. I've been writing, I've been recording, but this seemed like the first one that I wanted to share. It's experimental for me. It's upbeat. I'm staying true to things that I speak about, which is life and relationships. And this particular one is, you know, it's fun, it's light, it's not too heavy, but it talks about two people who kind of know that this is not a good idea. Being together is not a good idea, but they can't deny the pull, the attraction that they have for each other. And it just basically says, maybe I'm not ready, you know, for you to be mine. But in the meantime, I kind of like how you make me feel. I also love that I was able to incorporate choreography into this particular video, and that I worked with several new people, a new producer, new director for the videos, new stylist, all of that.
June, you've just mentioned the artist that you worked with on this new single, Crazy, and that includes a producer that I gather you're working with for the first time.
The producer is from Nigeria, so this is like a sort of another international collaboration, because I have had previous ones before. This is my first one with Johnson Omonije from Nigeria.
So June, go ahead and introduce this new single.
Hey, I'm so excited to bring you my latest, hottest, newest single. It's called Crazy, right out of the kitchen. It'll get you on your feet. It'll leave you in such a good mood. And oh my goodness, so many of you can relate to this music. So check it out right now.
Baby, you got me thinking daily. No, this is fine.
Down the street, it's always fire when we meet. Nashanga, unani changanga. Every time you come around, you turn my world upside down. Try to walk away, but all I do is stay. Fikiria kilasa ulala na shanga wani jazaro hata siwezi kata ukiniuliza tukae pamoja bado nitasema wani jazaro.
All right, so that was Crazy by Jun Gashui. Hey, everybody, Kwame's with me. Kwame, what do you think of that sound?
Well, it has that R&B vibe for sure, and it definitely reminds me of Janet Jackson back in the day.
Doesn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, listen, I was curious about the producer, because there's a little Afrobeat sound in there. So I spoke with Bill Odidi after the interview, and we dug into that a little bit. Yeah. Here's what Bill says. So, Bill, you just had a great interview with June Gashui. I really like that, but I want to follow up on it. I had a question about this Nigerian producer. Do you know him, or does he live in Kenya?
No, but he works with many Kenyan artists. This is the first time I was hearing about him. So, being the good journalist that I am, I decided to think a little about his work, and I realized that he comes to Nairobi a lot to work with many artists, and June is just the latest among them, but he's very highly regarded. In the last few days, the people that I've spoken to in the industry, they've all got just good things to say about him. He's very keen, very versatile in the kind of sounds and the energy that he brings to the music. So
that's great.
I'm surprised that June reached out to him, because June is someone of very high standards.
I know that. All right, take care of yourself, and we'll talk to you soon.
All right, yes, so that was June Gashui, Bill Odidi, Kwame and I are together. Hey guys, this is Heather. What do you think of that?
It was a good, interesting moment for me to find out that actually a Nigerian produced for Hair. We should be collaborating more on the continent, really.
Well, we are. Mm-hmm. And that brings us to the Afro R&B segment of the show. All right, so first we've got three songs back to back. Kwame, I'm going to let you kind of take over on this because, you know, you are the one that selected these songs, and I love them all. Mm-hmm. But we're starting with the first one because it is by a Kenyan artist.
Oh, yes.
So let's go.
You know, Afro R&B has been on the continent for a long time, and I felt like this is the time that we indeed highlight it. And we are starting off with Bien, who is a member of Salty Soul. Salty Soul is, you know, tempting new styles with individualism. So let's see how it goes. Let's enjoy the Bald Man Anthem!
Don't let nobody ever put you down. Everything they do it better. You need a bald man to love you better, baby. She says she wanna bald man. She says she need a bald man. You know, once you go bald, no, you don't come back. So man, a bald man, come break this back. Oh, killing in your head, kill a mutu on a sack. You lay on a nima jaliwa. Mangapi wana zona kichwa ni mato.
The song is just so smooth, and I just love how he's singing, you know.
I agree, and you know, it's funny though, he sounds so serious, but what he's saying is kind of funny.
That's it.
Yeah.
You know, hey, love your bald head. I'm a baldy, by the way, so I just love the song.
You know, Kwame, I wondered about that. I thought maybe that's why you picked this song in part.
Wow.
You can play. You can play.
That's my ass.
You know, Kwame, truthfully, I always thought bald men were really hot.
Wow.
Yeah, I never ever thought, oh, he has no hair, so therefore he's not attractive. Never crossed my mind.
Hey, shout out to my bald men out there. Heather is looking out for you.
Yeah. I didn't even need this song, but I like it. We're almost over. You have any last thoughts?
Hey, just it's a smooth song. I love it, and I love what Bien is doing with his direction right now. I can't wait to hear what the other three in Salty Soul have for us. We don't need no heaven, everybody knows she wanna bald man, bound to the bone. We don't need no heaven, everybody knows bald man, bound to the bone.
We don't need no heaven, everybody knows she loves. Okay, what's next? What is this?
Well, this is Johnny Drill. He's a Nigerian artist, and he presents the song Odo.
Girl, you make me complete everything that I need. I know I gave you trauma, but you're still there for me. Girl, I can guarantee I'll get down on my knee. So you
have a question for you, Kwame. He's Nigerian, but isn't Odo a Ghanaian word?
Yes, Odo actually is a Ghanaian word, which means love. And more Nigerian artists have been taking Ghanaian words for their songs.
Why would that be?
Yes, and what you are hearing right now is Style Plus, the legendary Afro R&B group. Style Plus is on the song. Let's enjoy.
Video is really nice too, because mm-hmm. it shows the two members of Style Plus and then
Johnny Drill. Yeah,
it's really sweet.
It's a sweet song. I mean, Afro R&B has always been sweet melodies, you know, with that Afro touch.
And Style Plus was really popular back in the '90s, the '80s. Really,
they were popular in the '90s and early 2000s, and Style Plus was that group on the continent. You should see my smile right now.
A lot of people can.
Yes, Style Plus, man.
Yeah.
Woo, Olufemi, that song.
Really?
Ah, Style Plus. Mm.
All right. So that was Odo by Johnny Drill with Style Plus. Kwame, now we've got one more Afro R&B. Guys, we're talking about Afro R&B. Kwame is just presenting most of it, so let's go.
All right, so last but certainly not the least, we have Reynolds the Gentleman with Lola.
So can we make a runway on this part? Focus your love on the might of light. Hope you parachute land on the tower. So forever, baby, you go give me special fever. Now and then, baby, I go love you, call me love. Oh, like a mercy. My baby's so simple, but she driving me crazy, crazy, crazy. With a smile and him, forgive me.
I have a question for you. Is Reynolds the Gentleman producing this as well? Because I know he's a big producer.
Yes. So Reynolds the Gentleman produced the song. And fun fact, this song was recorded live. So every instrument you're hearing in there is live, from the VE's to him singing, the drums, everything.
Wow.
Yes.
Yeah, we be dancing to my beat, then we go roll on top the beach side. Cruising to the beach, so forever, baby, you go give me special feel. I baby, now and then, baby, I go love you, call me love. Oh, I don't know, spicy. My baby so simple, simple, simple. Why she driving me crazy, crazy, crazy. With a smile and dim.
Hear a little talking drum in the background.
There is a talking
drum. It's the most smooth. Whoa, good job, Reynolds. When is he going to do a studio recording of this song, Connor?
Last I checked, he was working on his studio recording for this song and for an album that he's planning to release next year, actually. So people should look out for that. Okay. For now, they can check YouTube, Lola Live, Reynolds the Gentleman, for the video, beautiful video of the song.
I promise you my love never go away. Baby, you know, baby, I'm dead. It's your love, now we play, play. I promise you my love, I'll go away. Yeah, baby, you know, baby, I'm dead. Oh, wait. Baby, that's your love, now we play, play. I promise you my love, I'll go away. Yeah, baby, you know, baby, I'm
Beautiful, smooth stuff, Kwame.
Very beautiful, and that's Afro R&B for you. It's always been with us, but then unfortunately, you know, the much more, you know, hype songs get all the loud, you know, noise. But
true.
Hey, we can't always be jumping and dancing.
It's true. No, it's good to present that kind of, you know, different kinds of music. And we always do on Music Time in Africa.
Of course.
But this is the first time we've done a little feature on Afro R&B.
Yeah.
So, very cool. Hey, everybody, this is Heather Maxwell. I'm with Kwame Ofori. We are in about the middle of the hour. I've got one more song for you before we get to half past. And I'm taking you back in time a little bit with Nairobi Nights. But anyway, for now, we are going to West Indies, Jamaica, in fact, with a brand new single by my favorite Jamaican artist, now current. Her name is Koffee, K-O-F-F-E-E. The song title is The West Indies.
This is Music Time in Africa.
Music Time in Africa.
Awesome.
Tune in online for the live stream. Fridays at 900 and Saturdays and Sundays at 900, 15, 20 and 2200 Universal Time. Go to voanews.com and click listen. Then choose VOA Africa.
Yes, all right. So how is everybody doing? In case you're just joining, this is Music Time in Africa. I'm Heather Maxwell. I've got so much more amazing music for you and friends joining, like Kwame, who's here with me right now in the studio, but also Salim Solomon, who is a VOA editor and reporter who joined me this morning remotely to talk about a new Ethiopian song that I really think you're going to like. But for now, we're going back in time. This is a throwback from 1989, Suku Stars with Nairobi Nights. Yes, all right. That was Nairobi Night by Suku Star from 1989, Paris-based supergroup. This is Heather Maxwell. You're listening to Music Time in Africa. Now, we are going to go to that second major feature that I talked about earlier in the show on Amapiano Sans Frontières. So Amapiano goes international. But first, we're going to listen to this beautiful new song by a Senegalese singer. The song is called Boulke Fate, and her name is Amira Abed. Now, last week I played one song by her that became a huge hit in Senegal last year. So this is her newest single. It promises to be just as successful, if not even more, than the last one. So here it is, Boulke Fate. Don't make that man that they could lay loud. Hold on, bring play.
Cephas, and we're in LIB, and I'm locked down to Heather Maxwell on Music Time in Africa VOA. Don't touch that dial.
All right, that was beautiful. So that was Boul Kefate, a new single out of Senegal. Hey, everybody, I'm Heather Maxwell.
And I'm Mr. Asante here for you.
Yeah, we are always here for you. Now, it's time to get to this I'm a Piano feature. So the first one is called Shoulder, and it's by a Ghanaian singer named Adina.
Yep.
Yeah, and it's awesome. It's featuring Jazzy Q. Here we go. Let's get into it.
Piano goes with simple words, and then you're supposed to just feel the vibe. That's it.
So, this music video came out September 17th. It has, you know, around 400,000 views. But it's a beautiful, bright colors, fun dancing. I think it's really very great, even though she is Ghanaian. This is the first time I ever heard Adina do any amapiano. Have you?
No, this is new for her. I mean, others have tried amapiano back home in Ghana.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Kelvin Boy and Kwamna MP have Choco and other, you know, artists. But for Adina to try this, this is different.
And it's great. And look, they got the whistling going on. Of course, the producer. It's so nice. I love it. Can you understand what she's saying?
Yeah. She's speaking Fante, and she's saying, we are coming. We are coming. Are coming.
So that means Ghanaians are coming to the amapiano scene.
We are entering the scene with full force.
Break your shoulder, turn your back, turn your back, break 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 your back. All right, so that was Shoulder by Adina and Jazzy Q, a Ghanaian killing it on Ama Piano. So we are doing now the second Ama Piano tune. Now, this one won't be that surprising because it's by Niniola.
And Niniola has been holding the Ama Piano fort in Nigeria for a while.
She has. So it's nothing new. It is a new song, though. It's called Too Sweet. But it remember how it really surprised us, I think last year or maybe even 2 years ago, when we saw that she was doing South African music and she seemed to fit more in the South African vibe and the feel than in the Ghanaian vibe.
Nail on the head, because her voice just works with it and her style of artistry just works with Ama Piano. Perfect. Does.
Here's Too Sweet.
She doesn't play with her looks every single video. I'm telling you, Niniola understands the assignment and she hits it on the head every single time.
She's amazing.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Some of the comments in the YouTube comments are just, you know, a queen on her in her own lane. She's not competing with anybody and she keeps doing her own thing. South Africa, can we claim Nini as our own, please?
Everyone is trying to claim somebody.
Yep. All right, so that was Too Sweet by Niniola, one of our favorites. Here is the third, Ama Piano, Sans Frontières. This one comes out of Tanzania.
Yeah.
It is Harmonize, and the song is called Teach Ya.
Yeah, wakati wanahanya kugombea kiti, wanadanganya na vyozo kuchiti, mie jicho riponyanya nishakula kijiti.
You know, it's amazing to me how Ama Piano is just one long string of like the same beat, but then everyone picks a melody and then their own words and it still works.
I know, you don't get tired of it.
No. So imagine this being played in a club like 4 hours straight.
You know what? I can. Because when I was in Johannesburg a few years back, Ama Piano wasn't a thing then.
Uh-huh.
But it was, what was it? What was house?
House. South African house music.
I think there was another name for it. But
Mom?
No, it was before that. So it was house. Mom.
Yeah, it was house.
And that's what it was. And we were out one night with, you know, buckets of beer. And everybody had our hats, our bucket hats.
Yeah.
And this house music just went on all night long.
Loop.
The beat never changed, but it never got tiring.
No, because different artists, same beat.
Yes.
Umziki na uweza, na uweza kuimba na kucheza. Ona unavyonipendeza, di majirani wameanza kunigeza. Inachojua masela, uko mtani kuna.
Now Harmonize used to do Bongo Flava. I mean, that's what he still does.
Okay.
So, but he's pretty experimental. His real name, by the way, is Rajab Abdul Kahali. Or Kahal.
And he's just 30 years.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay.
But his name is Harmonize. That's his stage name.
Yeah.
So he's branching out into amapiano like so many others are. Hey, Kwame, maybe you and I ought to try our own amapiano.
Heather, I think you're alone on this one. With my British accent.
I could do it. I don't know what he's saying there. I don't think you can help us with that.
No. You know, for his name Harmonize, you think maybe there'll be some harmony somewhere.
What? No.
I was just saying. I mean, you have the name Harmonize. I have a lot of expectations for you.
You know, you're right. But a lot of other songs he's done, there's beautiful harmony.
Okay. Because I'm like...
All right, so that was Harmonize with Teacher. I'm Heather Maxwell.
And I'm Mr. Santé.
And that is the conclusion of our Amapiano Sans Frontières feature for this week.
Yep.
Nice.
I hope you guys enjoyed that.
Yeah.
Watch Music Time in Africa on YouTube. Artist interviews, live performances, and awesome music videos. Get it all in one place on the Music Time in Africa YouTube channel.
So listen, this is the last song of the hour, and I'm taking you to Ethiopia. I fell in love with this song as soon as I saw it. I was on YouTube. I'm always on YouTube just looking for new things. And this one just, wow, it just grabbed me. So I got in touch with my colleague Salem Solomon at VOA. You also know Salem. She is from Eritrea, to give us some more insight. So here's our conversation. Then you're going to hear the song. I know you guys are going to love it. It's called Tefet Alen. And I know I'm not pronouncing that perfectly, but...
Hey, you tried.
But Salem is going to explain it, and she'll say more. So here we go. Hey, Salem, how are you doing?
So far, so good.
So let's talk about this song. I just discovered it a couple days ago by an Ethiopian singer, and I know you're Eritrean... American. It's by Veronica Adane. Tell me how to pronounce that.
Veronica Adane.
Oh, of course.
Yeah.
Veronica Adane. And the song is called Tefet
Ali.
Tefet Ali. So let's listen to a minute, and then I want you to, you know, explain this. I think you love her voice as much as I do.
Yes.
So let's listen, and then I'll come back to you.
Soon Bebui Asir Kremtu Asan Lepeng says to I'm lucky as so Marcel to Bet Ewata Besutun Bebui Asir Kremtu Asan Lepeng says to I'm lucky as so Marcel.
Do you think she could ever sing in English?
She does. She does covers, actually. When you brought her to my attention, I went digging to see other videos that she's done. She's done covers in English and other, you know, artists that are, you know, seen as very iconic in Ethiopian music. Even in this lyrics and this song specific that you chose, she pays homage to women artists. And the instrument they use, like krar, she talks about Mary Armade, Asnakesh Worku, very known krar players in Ethiopian songs. And she says, I await for you as they are masterful with their instruments. Basically, she's very artistic in the way she conveys what she feels about the man that she's writing about.
ቀመስከኛሉ መዳኒት በጠላ አንተና ሶድዶ ሌላ የሚያስጠላ በሜሪ አርምዴ ባስናገች ክራር ጠብቅ ሀለው ከትዝታ ጋር አድራ
That's the thing about Amharic, the literature, sometimes you would say one thing and it would have double meaning. In most of the poetry and the writing, you'd see that reflected. And she does that very mm-hmm. well. She also has like behind the scene video, specific video that she's done.
Yeah.
And she takes you through who wrote the story and what she went through to produce the video. But a lot of work went into this specific video, and obviously good return, as you've mentioned, over 1 million views. So
for sure, for sure. All right. Thanks, Salim. Thank you so much.
Of course, anytime.
Beautiful. Oh, and with Tefet Alen, it is time to say goodbye. Thank you so much for joining me today. I cannot wait to be with you again next week. But also, a big thank you to our guests, to Kwame Ofori.
Hey, hey, hey.
Yes. And also to, who else was here? Salim Solomon. And then earlier on, Bill Odidi, who brought us that interview with Grace Kashui. On our FM stations, we're live Saturday and Sunday, beginning at 15:05 and 20:05 Universal Time. And we're also on shortwave radio, Friday at 09:05 UTC, and then Saturdays and Sundays, well, four times throughout the day. So just turn on your radio if you're on shortwave, and you'll hear us. Finally, you can always find us online, too, at voanews.com anytime. Just search for me, Heather Maxwell, Music Time in Africa. Until next week, stay beautiful.
Be blessed.
Yeah, and stay safe.